Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is July 16th, 1947, and the title is The Powder Kid. Let's get into it.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
There was a lot of gold in the streams around the town of Prospect. Most of the trading was done with gold dust that had been panned. Zeke Harvey had spent the last years of his life panning one of the streams, and endless days of back-breaking work were represented by the contents of a salt bag that his widow had inherited. Kate Harvey had lived alone for several years after the death of her husband, drawing on her little hoard from time to time to buy her simple needs. She lived alone at the edge of town, and it was generally known that she kept her gold dust in the house. No one in the town of Prospect would touch Ma Harvey's gold, but the mysterious Powder Kid had no scruples. He crept through the moonlit night and fumbled at the door.
Just a little more now. Get hold of that latch and I'll have it. Yeah, this'll do it, I think. There. didn't wake the old woman. I don't hear nothing. Now for the door. Doggone door. Wasn't a door in a barn. Can't see much. Gotta get across the floor without bumping into anything. Yeah, she's sleeping. But she keeps the dust in the top drawer of the dresser. If she wakes up, a... here we are. Doggone it. Everything in here have to make so much noise. The gold dust. Here it is. Now to get out of here.
I thought I heard... Who's that? Who is it? Someone, I...
Oh! Shut up and don't move. I'm getting out of here. Don't yell and you won't get hurt.
Help! Help! I've been robbed! I've been robbed!
It was the following morning when a cheerful-faced young stranger in town went into Bart Salem's store. He seemed to have a lot of spending money.
I don't know which of these would make the prettiest.
They're both a silk and downright fine. Now, if you want to do something fancy for a girlfriend...
Oh, this is for Ma and my sisters. I'll take both patterns.
How much of each?
The whole roll.
Well, shakes your life.
These here stockings are plenty fancy, too. How many pairs you got?
Well, I guess there's about 24 pairs.
I'll take them.
All of them?
Sure thing.
Well, you must have struck it rich.
Storekeep, I've been 2 years working the streams up in the hills. Now I'm going home. And I'm going to make my folks think Christmas is coming 6 months early this year. Just wait till I bust through the door. I can just hear Ma and my sisters.
Just a second, son. Well, if you're in a hurry, stranger, I'll wait on you. This gent's likely to be here all day.
I'm in no hurry. Go ahead with your customer.
Well, thank you.
Now let's see what you got in some fancy belts and boots for.
Say, now look, there's something back here I want you to see here.
The young man made a number of other purchases, while a tall man watched with interest in his clear gray eyes. No one suspected that this tall man was the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger. He had come into the town disguised as a prospector and without his familiar mask.
Will that be all?
Isn't it enough?
It sure is plenty. My shake, you've about cleaned me out of fancy things. You sure they're all for your ma and sisters?
Oh, I might have a couple of things for a girl or two. Now, we got some mighty pretty girls in Batesville.
Batesville? Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Calumet County?
What of it?
Well, that's where the Powder Kid is said to come from.
That's right. But you can't judge the rest of us by him.
Is that ornery killer? He won't last if Biff Logan gets a hold of him.
Logan?
He's our sheriff here in Prospect.
Oh, I see.
The Powder Kid is wanted here for murder.
Well, I guess the same can be said in a number of other counties.
Do you know who the Powder Kid is?
Me? Nope, I don't know who he is, stranger. I got suspicions, but no proof.
What are your suspicions?
I think his right name is Jake Cooney.
The Powder Kid is just about your size.
That's what I heard. And that's why I think it's Cooney. We grew up together till he ran away from home. Say, storekeeper, you don't mind being paid in dust?
Of course not. I got scales right here to wear out.
Yeah, then you can start weighing. And I'll load what I bought and head for home. Here's my poke.
Well, a mighty respectable weighing poke.
There's 2 years of hard work in that there sack. Careful now. Don't shake too hard to that scale.
I got my share. Here's your poke.
Yeah, thanks.
What'd you say your name was?
I didn't say. But I don't mind telling. It's Jim Thorne. Yeah, maybe you heard of my dad. He runs the livery stable over in Batesville. Yeah, now I'll shove on, mister. And you can buy what you want. Sorry I kept you waiting.
Oh, I've enjoyed looking around.
Bart!
Yeah?
Bart, you seen any strangers around here?
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Sheriff? What's wrong?
It's Ma Harvey. Some ornery sneaking critter went to her place last night, stole all the dust she'd saved, and cleared out. I'm rounding up every stranger I can find.
Yeah, leap, little leapfrogs. Ma Harvey robbed, huh?
You any clue, Sheriff?
Say, you're a stranger here. Who?
Wait a minute.
Who are you? You're more the size.
Me?
I said you. Speak up. What's your name? Where are you from?
That stuff on the table there.
Great day. Spending money like water.
Now listen.
You shut up. Hey, boys, come in here. I got something.
What's up? Who have you found? Who is he, sir?
Keep an eye on this critter while I take another look at the handbill.
Now listen here.
Quiet.
Sheriff,
you talk when you're spoken to.
Let's see. Your weight's about 180. Yep. That'd be your weight, all right. Light, two-colored hair. Just like yours. Solid build, blue eyes, clean shaven. By thunder, that fits you to a T.
What wanted notice is that?
This here is a description of the Powder Kid. And this fellow here is him.
Me? Oh, you're crazy. My name's Jim. Jim Thorne.
Don't doubt it. Where were you last night?
Riding down from the hills?
Yeah, likely yarn. Now I suppose you're going to say you was all alone. I'll have to take your word for it.
I was alone.
Sheriff, what was stole from Ma Harvey?
Her gold, every speck of it. About $2,000 worth.
Why, you ornery crook. Coming in here and giving me a yarn about buying stuff for your ma and sisters. Most likely it's for some dance hall girl. Sheriff, this critter's got a poke that holds just about $2,000 worth of gold dust.
Well, that clinches it.
Like fun it does.
Is dust in the salt bag?
No, it's in a leather sack. It's right here in his inside pocket.
Well, a salt bag would be too dangerous for him to carry. Had Ma Harvey's name on it. Come on, you.
Now take your hands
come
off
on
me.
Come on, get going. We'll take you to Ma Harvey's house and see if she can identify
you. Hey, Sheriff, did you want that other stranger?
Other stranger?
Well, he was here when you came in. He just went out the back door.
Oh, him. No, he's too tall. Ma Harvey said the one that robbed her was just about my size. I got the man I want right here. I'll bet everything on it.
Still disguised as a prospector, the Lone Ranger hurried to an arroyo at the edge of town where Tonto waited.
Hold it, boy.
You come plenty fast, Kemosabe.
Little big fella. Tonto,
I want you to go into town at once.
Oh? What matter?
There's been a robbery. Ma Harvey's gold dust was stolen. She described the Powder Kid.
Oh, now we sure him come this way.
Tonto, while I was in the store, the sheriff picked up a young fella named Jim Thorne. He answers the description of the Powder Kid, but I'm sure he's the wrong man.
Uh-huh.
If Thorne is found innocent, the law will want to question all strangers. I don't care to answer questions. Well, I'm getting out of this disguise and ready to travel. You go to Ma Harvey's home and see what happens. She won't blame you for the robbery.
Me go. Here, scout. Here, fella. We meet you at the last camp?
Yes, I'll wait there for you.
Get him up, scout.
Bart Salem locked the door of his store and went with the sheriff, the deputies, and a number of townsmen to the home of Ma Harvey to learn what would happen when the old woman came face to face with Jim Thorne, suspected of being the Powder Kid.
We got it, Ma. How are you feeling now?
Tolerable, Sheriff, tolerable. But I feel a sight better when I get back the stolen gold dust. I do declare the critter scared me near to death when he come here last night.
Ma, how well could you see the man who came here?
Why, I told you, Sheriff. I saw him in the moonlight that come through the window. I couldn't see much of his face, but I could see his size.
Take a good look at this critter. Ever see him before?
I can't say as I did.
There, you see?
You keep still. Ma, I think this is the man that broke in here last night.
It wasn't me, I tell you.
Well, he's about the same size from what I can see. He's wearing the same kind of a hat.
Oh, nearly everyone wears this kind of hat.
I couldn't see his face because it was covered with a bandana.
Take a look at this sack here.
Sheriff, I told you I kept my dust in a salt bag with my name on it.
He probably got rid of the bag. Is this about the same weight?
Yes, I guess it is. But, Sheriff, I wouldn't want to make a mistake and have an innocent man go to jail.
Now, I wouldn't say this critter's innocent, Ma Harvey. Fact is, when I get through having him identified by some others around this part of the country, I'm doggone sure we'll be able to string him up as the Powder Kid.
I tell you, there's a mistake.
I'm not the powder kid, and I didn't steal more Harvey's gold.
Now, does his voice sound familiar?
I can't say as to that, Sheriff. The man who was here last night spoke in kind of a hoarse whisper.
Get in touch with my folks. They'll tell you I'm Jim Thorne.
That don't mean you ain't the powder kid as well.
Find that fella I told you about, Jake Cooney.
There's no use arguing about it.
Save what you've got to say for court.
You'll get a fair trial. Here's your gold dust, Ma. I'm downright glad to be able to return it to you.
But, Sheriff, unless you're sure it's
mine... Take it, Ma. Powder Kid won't need gold where he's going anyway.
Sheriff.
Yeah, what's in your mind?
You want Redskin? Maybe it's a good idea you look outside.
For what?
Why should we look outside?
Maybe find track of other men.
If we want your help, Redskin. We'll ask for it.
It won't do any harm to look around for tracks. You could at least do that much for
tracks
me.
Tracks wouldn't prove anything.
Chances are there's tracks of a number of people around this house.
Better get on your way, Injun. Come on, boys. Take the prisoner to jail.
Better keep a heavy guard on him, Sheriff. Men in this town will be downright riled at any polecat that'll rob Ma Harvey.
Sheriff, just a minute. That Indian had a good suggestion. It won't do any harm.
Now, come on. We'll investigate when you're locked up. I'm taking no chances with a powder kid.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Jim Thorne was taken to jail in the custody of Sheriff Biff Logan, who was determined to prove he was the Powder Kid. In the meantime, Tonto rode into camp where the Lone Ranger was waiting.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella.
What did you find out, Tonto?
Him not Powder Kid, Kemosabe.
You're sure?
Me sure. Powder Kid got small scar on neck.
The handbill doesn't describe it.
Well, Sheriff not know about scar.
Oh, what happened?
Well, Sheriff take Jim to jail. Him sure Jim steal gold. And sure Jim powder kid.
Everyone in town will believe the sheriff.
Me look round outside house. Find track.
You did?
It's same track we follow here.
The trail of the powder kid.
That's right.
Did you follow it any distance?
Me follow track out of town. It plenty hard to follow.
And the kid is on his way again. I thought we'd catch up to him in Prospect.
We start on trail again?
Tonto, I'm going alone. You got to stay in town.
What me do?
There's a lot of antagonism toward the Powder Kid. Jim Thorne may never get to trial. If you hear any talk of lynching, you've got to break him out of jail. Give him a chance to get away.
Me savvy.
I'll be back as soon as I can. And I hope I'll bring the Powder Kid back with me. Steady, Silver.
You start now?
Yes.
Let me show you where tracks go. You follow them, then.
Come on, Tonto. Steady, me close.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver!
There was no talk of lynching in the town of Prospect, but there might have been if the forces of law had not moved with unusual speed. Jim Thorne was put on trial not only for the robbery of Ma Harvey, but also for other crimes that had been committed by the Powder Kid.
Order in the court. You may proceed.
Now, Mr. Jackson, you've described the Powder Kid and the manner in which he shot the clerk in your Eagle City Bank.
His face was covered by a bandana, but I think I could identify him.
Is he in this court?
I think that's the man right there.
People from the surrounding towns came into the court. Witness after witness pointed to Jim Thorne.
It's not true, I tell you. They're all wrong.
Sit down.
Order in this court. Order.
The trial moved rapidly to its conclusion with speedy informality. The jury got the case for deliberation and soon brought back a verdict.
We find the prisoner guilty. Hey.
No, no, it's not true!
There's the door unlocked, Thorne. In you go.
Sheriff,
inside. If you want to talk, you can talk through the bars.
There. Now, look here, Sheriff. Isn't there any chance to appeal? I tell you, I didn't have a fair trial. There wasn't a single one of those witnesses that could identify me. If you think back, you'll remember that every one of them said he thought I was the powder kid. But none of them could be sure.
Thorne, you got a trial the same as any other man gets. If you are not the powder kid, downright sorry.
But I went on trial for robbing Mar Harvey. Before they got through, I was being tried for a murder in Eagle City and a robbery in Grants Pass and a shooting somewhere else and a half a dozen other things. What sort of justice is that?
Let me tell you something, Jim. Right now, everyone in town is satisfied. There's no talk of lynching or anything else.
Lynching? Why should anyone bother lynching me when I'm sentenced to hang day after tomorrow?
That's just the point. If you'd been jugged for 15 years or so, the men would never have sat still. They'd have torn this jail apart to break you out and string you up.
If you'd only listened to that Indian and looked for tracks outside Ma Harvey's house before a score of people had walked all over him, things might have been different.
I'm sorry, Jim. But right or wrong, justice moves fast in these parts.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm the one that planned to surprise my folks. Make them think Christmas was coming 6 months early.
Plans for hanging Jim Thorne as the Powder Kid proceeded smoothly with the construction of a scaffold and the naming of official witnesses. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger had followed a difficult trail relentlessly through the hills, pausing for rest only in the short period between the setting of the moon and the rising of the sun, when almost total darkness made progress impossible. He had gained on the man ahead. He was closer than he realized, and the ruthless killer known as the Powder Kid was aware of the fact that he was being followed. He rode into a gully and reined up.
Ho, 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 de, ho! Hey, this is just the place I've been waiting for. Now I'll put an end to that critter for keeps.
Powder Kid drew his gun and crouched in the shelter of a rock while he waited for the masked man to draw near. The Lone Ranger had left a clearly defined trail for Tonto to follow in case of necessity. Nearing the gully, he noticed that the hoof marks of the man he had been pursuing were equally sharp. As he drew nearer, he realized that it made a perfect place for an ambush, but he pushed on, his keen eyes alert for the faintest indication of a trap.
He can't fire to hit me without showing his gun.
There was a movement, too insignificant to be noticed by anyone who was less alert. The barrel of a gun appeared around one side of the huge rock. It was barely discernible, but it was enough.
Come on, Silver!
Silver quickly closed the remaining distance while the Powder Kid snatched a second pistol in his other hand. His shots went wild.
I want you!
Well, I'll show you.
I've come a long way to get you.
You haven't got me yet.
You're going back with me.
I won't be taken alive.
Oh, we'll see.
All right.
The Powder Kid was strong, and he had rested periodically while the Lone Ranger had traveled fast and was tired to the point of exhaustion. The kid wrenched one hand free and jerked a knife from his belt.
No, I'll get you.
Nearly made it.
Why, you... Let go. I'll get to you.
Despite the Lone Ranger's firm grip on Jake's thick wrist, the Powder Kid brought the gleaming blade ever closer.
No, you don't. You
can't hold your grip much longer.
I may have a trick you haven't seen. How's this?
Why, you...
And this...
Trick me with a sudden move, huh?
Here's another. This should be. There, Powder Kid.
The masked man was nearly exhausted as he bent over the fallen enemy to make a quick search for concealed weapons. Then he heard a horse, the familiar hoofbeats of Tonto's paint horse Scout. He looked up and saw Silver standing in the open and Tonto reining up.
Oh, Scout, oh, feller, oh, feller.
The Indian understood the situation at a glance.
That powder kid, Kemosabe?
Yes, Tonto. I'm sure this is the one.
Their scar. You see it?
Yes. There's something in his pocket. Tonto, salt bag.
More Harvey name on salt bag?
Yes. It's filled with gold dust. But, Tonto, you came here for a purpose. What's going on in Prospect?
Oh, there's plenty of trouble. Law find Jim guilty. Law think him powder kid. Him hang.
They're going to lynch him?
No, not that. Law hang him.
But he's not the powder kid.
And Law not know that.
Take care of that killer. I've got to get back to Prospect as fast as Silver can take me. This bag of gold will tell the truth. Steady, big fella, easy. On, Silver!
Both the Lone Ranger and Silver had traveled far and hard, but there was no thought of resting with a man's life at stake.
Come on, Silver!
In his cell, Jim Thorne spent a sleepless night. When the first faint light of dawn appeared in the eastern sky, he turned from his cell window knowing that his remaining life was no longer measured in days or hours. It was a matter of minutes. He heard the outer door open and close, and steps crossing the floor toward the barred door of his cell.
It's a new day, Jim.
Am I supposed to say good morning, Sheriff?
I don't know what the right speech is for a time like this. Come on out.
You'd ought to know more about it than I do.
Jim, I'm faced with a duty I never expected to meet. What I do is entirely up to you.
Those are funny words coming from you. Your part shouldn't be hard. I'm surprised you came here alone. Don't you need a couple of guards?
You've got a right to be bitter, Jim. When I think of how close we came to making a mistake, makes me think I'd better turn in my badge.
Mistake? Making a mistake? What do you mean by that?
When I locked you in here, you asked if you didn't have any chance to appeal the decision of the court. We've always taken pride at the way we deal out justice in this community.
I don't understand why you're saying these things.
Because we've been wrong, that's why.
What?
I don't think we've ever hung the wrong man, but we came mighty close to doing it this morning.
Oh, you mean I'm not going to hang?
Judge is signing a paper right now. One that'll set you free.
Free?
Here, this sack of dust is yours.
Oh, thanks, Sheriff.
I reckon we owe you more than we could ever pay on account of the mistake we made. The best we can do is load your stuff aboard your horse. Come on over here to the door.
But I don't understand. How did you find out I wasn't the powder kid?
The real powder kid's been captured.
Captured?
You see that masked man coming this way on the white horse?
Yeah.
He captured the powder kid. And to prove it, he brought in Ma Harvey's gold. And it was still in the salt bag with her name on it.
But where's the powder kid?
The masked man's Indian friend is bringing him in.
Oh boy. Close over easy. Steady, big fella. Here, Sheriff, the paper's signed. Jim's release is now official.
Jim, you can thank this man that you're alive.
You can thank the horse that brought me here.
Oh, gosh, hey, Sheriff. There's my horse over yonder.
Yep, loaded down with the things you picked out in Bart Salem's store. They're yours, Jim. And those of us that made the mistake are paying for them. Take them to your ma and sisters.
Oh, golly, they'll think Christmas is coming 6 months early. I can just hear him squealing when I go through the door.
Oh,
hey, that masked man, he's going away. Sheriff, I wanted to thank him.
No need for that.
Oh, but golly, he came like the answer to my prayers.
Yep. Yeah. A number of people have said that same about the Lone Ranger.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.